Speaking of NHL teams, here's NHL player agent, the co-managing director of M5 Sports Management. Here's Anton Thun. Long time no talk. How you been?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, I don't know. I got Damian back, so how good can it be?
And you guys are trying to figure out tennis coaching now?
Yeah, well, we try and figure out everything. You know, that's what we do here, Anton. We just
no stone left unturned.
You know, for our own amusement, just try and be as knowledgeable as we can in as many areas as we can.
Not for your own amusement.
No, it is entirely for our own amusement. And if anybody wants to watch or listen, that is entirely up to them. We frankly don't care.
Beautiful.
We get paid regardless. Performance clauses we do not have in our contracts.
There you go. So you don't have the George Strombolopoulos clause?
Well, I don't know about
easy,
that.
Easy,
steady
cowboy.
Now. It's
Come
a little
on.
That's a little soon. Little okay. soon for that
Jeez.
One. So
he's a good guy.
Well, we like him a lot, and he's a talented guy, and we did not make the decision.
George is going to be fine.
We imagine he will be.
He'll go on to bigger and better things, I'm sure.
I'm sure he will. So the fact that you have time to talk to us suggests to me that you don't have a whole lot of clients that are free agents. Is that true?
Well, we have clients that are free agents, but we don't have any of the premier clients that are free agents this year. We have clients that have contracts.
And if I may, Anton, I think that might be a good thing for a lot of your clients. And just let me explain. You tell me if you agree. I think we're going to see real craziness on Friday, Saturday as people scramble for jobs. After what happened last summer, guys on PTOs, one-year contracts at way below salaries they were making before. This is not necessarily a good time not to have a contract.
Oh, I can't agree with you more. I think the marketplace is going to be somewhat flooded. I think there are going to be some players, and it will be a select few that get exceptional contracts, and then there will be a large majority that probably will be disappointed in terms of what's available to them.
How do you mitigate that for your clientele? And I'm making the assumption, I don't know whether... I'm not trying to be specific here in terms of any client that you actually have. But how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the evaluating the market value for a guy that you have?
Well, I think firstly you have to understand the market, and then you have to explain with that market to your client in as honest a manner as possible. You know, we're dealing with professional athletes and everybody has egos, but we all have to understand that there are limited dollars in the marketplace, in particular this year, with the cap going up minimally from last year, and teams preempting the market for the most part with most players, obviously not with all of them, but with most players that clubs want to keep. So you'll see that, you know, for the most part, there have been some signings, there have been some trades, and then signings in Goligoski and Keith Yandle. There have been extensions for young players, and teams will be extending some of the other younger players, perhaps like an Aaron Ekblad and others, come July when they actually have the right to do so. And most teams are locking up the players that they want to keep. Now, that's not saying that there aren't some very good players out in the marketplace, but I think what's going to happen is there will be a select few, as I described before, that are going to achieve significant value, but there will only be a leftover dollar amount that is not going to be exceptional, and it's going to be split many, many, many ways. And that's what happened last year. It started last year. It's going to, I think, happen even to a greater degree this year. And then a year from now, when Las Vegas comes in, and even if the cap doesn't go up, that there will be now $70 million more in the marketplace, there might be a bit of a loosening on that, but it's not this summer, in my opinion.
I mean, are we into an era now, and I know you don't have a crystal ball, but for a while there, we could count on the cap going up and going up significantly every year. We seem to now have flattened out for a wide variety of reasons. I understand the Canadian dollar and a whole bunch of other things that are into it. But are we now into an era, in your opinion, where for the foreseeable future, we're not going to see major increases in the cap?
Well, I think it all comes down to the new revenue streams that are coming in at any point in time. And new revenue streams come in a variety of ways, primarily because it's a ticket-based economy. It's new buildings that generate new revenue streams. So there haven't been a lot of new buildings come online over the last few years, even though the Islanders moved into Brooklyn last year, which effectively is a new building for them. But we will have Edmonton moving into a new building, so that should create new revenue streams. We will have Detroit coming into a new building. That should create new revenue streams. But we're not going to get a huge revenue bump like the Rogers television contract going forward. So I expect we're going to continue to increase. I would expect that as the Canadian dollar bounces back, HRR will increase. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with Las Vegas. There's your segue, guys.
Well, it's okay. So let's talk a little bit about Las Vegas. We haven't had a chance to chat with you and get your opinion on the adventure into the city that never sleeps. You think it will be successful or not?
My personal belief is that it will. And I think that's based on the fact that I really believe that even if Las Vegas as a whole does not have the season ticket base that Bill Foley is indicating that they will have going forward, that there will be enough interest in visitors to want to go see a hockey game. It's only a 2.5 or 3 hour period of time, and there are enough Canadians that are going to enough Northerners, not only Canadians, but enough Northerners that will go down to Las Vegas and buy some premium tickets and go see Cirque du Soleil and go see Celine Dion and stick around and gamble and so on and so forth. I think it's going to be a success.
I'm less sure than you are, but I do acknowledge that there will be some, but I think that number is going to be relatively small. I mean, if there were, here's what I will say. I don't think anybody is going to take a vacation in Las Vegas and then all of a sudden say, hey, there's a hockey game tonight, let's go. I think what will happen is, and I think you're suggesting this, if you're from Chicago or Boston or anywhere, any NHL city, and you're looking to take a trip to see one of your home team's games on the road, why wouldn't you go to Las Vegas?
Absolutely. So you will be going to Las Vegas. You're not going to go to Tampa or you're not going to go to Phoenix.
Well, you might go to New York. I mean, because there are other reasons to go to New York. But I mean, Vegas is 43 million people go to Las Vegas every year. Now, most of them go to gamble, but there will be some that will go. But I think that's going to be if there's 500 for a game, I think that's a huge number. If 500 people for Chicago go in on a Thursday night to see a Friday night Chicago Blackhawks game there, that's a big number. That's a lot of people traveling. It's not going to impact that much on the economic reality. It's still got to be supported by the hometown community.
And Bob, I don't disagree with you, but I think it will. I think the hometown community consists of two constituents. One is the people living there, and the other constituency is, in fact, the casinos. And I believe that there's going to be all kinds of comp tickets that the casinos have bought, and they're going to be giving them away, and people will go. There will be enough Canadians that will be induced to come to Las Vegas as opposed to someplace else on their vacation and go see their favorite team. And there's a lot of hockey fans that travel really well. The Leafs travel well, and you don't want to travel to Minnesota to go watch a hockey game.
If you say the Leafs, that's one game a year.
But you know what? You've got L.A. that's not that far. You've got Anaheim that's not that far. You've got San Jose that's not that far. And then you've got the people from Edmonton and Calgary and Vancouver that will want to take a jaunt down there for a week vacation or a few days, and they will catch a hockey game.
Hopefully both the Arizona fans come up, and maybe not in the same game.
It's going to be a weird fan base or a different fan base.
It will be a very different fan base.
Right,
I don't disagree. I'm not saying it's going to be your typical fan base. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. It might end up being like Buffalo when the Leafs play there.
Right. So,
and it might be like Florida when New York or Montreal go into Florida.
Yeah, otherwise empty. So we know what you think about Vegas. Let me ask you this. What did you think about saying no to Quebec City? Or at least deferring it, whatever deferring it means.
Yeah, it wasn't
quite
a no.
Making that decision.
It was interesting, but not unexpected. I think that the the owners have some reservations about Quebec City, and part of that has to do with the Canadian dollar. Part of that has to do with, I think, Mr. Bettman wanting a lily pad for anybody else to jump to in case they need to jump someplace, and knowing that he's always got that backdrop.
Well, I also think if Quebec City decided to move the entire city to BC or Alberta in the Western time zone, they would have got a franchise.
Absolutely. If Quebec City was in Seattle,
yeah,
they'd be done in a minute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Economics aside.
Yeah, economics aside. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, are they not basically saying the same thing about Las Vegas? You got a guy that's got $500 million to give us. We're not quite sure Vegas is a hockey city. We'll take your money and we'll find out later.
How would you feel about conversations you would have with your clients about playing there? Or have you even had any yet? Have you talked to any of them? Have any of them said, you know, I'd love to go to Vegas?
I think there will be a lot. I haven't had any specific conversations, but just the general feel I have for my clients is they would be excited to play there.
It's a good place to live. I can tell you that. I mean, having lived there, there's the strip. There's the strip, and I mean, 95% of the people that that go there don't rent cars. You know, 95% of the people that go to Orlando or Tampa or Miami rent cars. It's the exact opposite in Las Vegas, and I think that's a significant factor. Is people don't get off the strip when they go there. If you live there, you don't go to the strip.
Right.
So there's another complete environment out there that nobody ever sees. And the interesting thing about Vegas is more and more we are seeing and hearing of people that have gone to Vegas with sports attachments, whether it's their minor hockey team, their minor baseball team, the football team when it was in the CFL. And a significant number of the people that moved there to be involved with sports wound up staying. And 10, 15, 20 years later are still there.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't know Vegas that well, but in terms of sports, it's obviously an underserviced area if you've got 2 million people there. Like, you've got UNLV, and the Runnin' Rebels basketball team used to be a big program, but it seems to have fallen off the face of the earth. And what else is there? You have the shows. So now you're providing a different form of entertainment for the 2 million people there in sports, their own pro team. I think it's going to be successful, but I really believe that the casinos and all the hotels will be on board as well, because they want it to be successful as well.
Well, we'll see, I guess, soon enough. We'll find out whether Vegas can or cannot support a hockey team, and the first few years may not be the bar by which we should judge them, because in most new markets, not all, but in most new markets, the bump comes right at the beginning. And then people kind of settle in to decide whether they like what they've seen or whether they don't. And with Vegas, too, the other issue is we had the mayor on last week, and she said quite bluntly she's going after other professional sports franchises.
Well, from my standpoint, it'll be years 6 through 10 that are really going to tell whether...
That's right, yeah.
The first 5 years will be, you know, happy days, and
yeah,
it'll be exciting, and everybody that wants to go to Vegas is going to go to Vegas, and then we'll see if they go again.
Yeah, let's see if they go back. Anton, good to hear your voice again. Thanks, pal, for joining us.
Thanks a lot, guys. Always a pleasure.
Anton Thun, NHL player agent. He's the co-managing director of M5 Sports Management.